Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story, which comes from a throwaway account and says, my 24 male girlfriend, 23 female, just broke up with me because of her work friends. I've been with my girlfriend, Kate, exclusively for 5 years, but on and off for 2 years before. A lot of my firsts happened with her. We went to each other's prom/school dances. We supported each other through tough times. I know Kate is out of my league, and I did all I could to make her feel safe and secure. I'm in love with her and wanted a future with her. I went off to college and got a double major, and Kate went into cosmetology school. We were planning to move in with each other in a few months and talked about marriage and children. For the last couple of months, she kept making comments like, my co-workers keep asking why I'm with you. Co-worker name thinks that you're not in my league. My co-workers want me to hang out with them and meet new people. Every time I would ask Kate what she thought, she would always say that she loves me and ignores the comments, tells them to stop, but they kept saying these comments made by her co-workers. We have always had open communication, talk things out. We haven't had any major issues. We argue over little things such as movies and TVs/anime shows, food, etc. We don't hide anything. These comments started when she got the job at that salon. She works with all women. She did not cheat or anything. No emotional affairs, no hiding locations, no secret social media. The other night, we had a nice date, had a good after date. When I dropped her off at her place, she commented that she was having doubts about our relationship and wanted to break up. I was super confused and didn't say anything. I slowly walked away. I know it was because of her co-workers. The comments they were making and pushing her to leave me. She said so in a message. Less than 4 hours later, she started calling me and texting me, saying that she was sorry, she didn't mean it, that she loves me, and she was stupid for what she said / listening to her new friends. She was going to quit and find a different job, stop talking to her friends and co-workers. I've not responded to anyone. I'm conflicted. I love her. I have a ring being made for her. Money saved for a house for both of us. We share 85% of our friend group. The rest are from our jobs. Most of our shared friends have now heard about the breakup and seem just as confused as I am. From some of the messages I have received, it looks like she told them the truth. And her co-workers started to give her insecurities about our relationship, and she stupidly went with it. Her parents tried to reach out to me, asking what happened. We are very close, and I've been radio silent. Luckily, I can work remotely. I left my apartment yesterday with my laptop and found a nice place with good internet to still do my job. I feel lost. I don't know what I did. I don't know how to feel. I need advice and suggestions. If someone told me that they were breaking up with me due to, you know, what their co-workers were saying, you know, why are you with that guy? He's not in your league and all this kind of thing. And then she actually went through with it, with the breaking up. It kind of says to me that she agrees in part with what they are saying. And like I say, in a lot of these stories, the trust would be instantly gone. Though I don't, for me anyway, other people might be able to see past this, but for me, I wouldn't be able to see past this. I'll always be looking at you thinking, you know, you broke up with me because co-workers basically told you to. They think that I'm not in your league and you agree with them. And I don't understand the logic of her actually telling you these things anyway, that the co-workers have said the real hurtful things. Why is she saying these to you? And another thing I want to know is what happened within those 4 hours where she broke up with you and then she came back and said she's sorry within 4 hours. Did she speak to someone? Was it just a moment of regret? What happened? I do wonder. But in the comments with Teptol says, if a woman I was dating said to me, she might be out of my league, let alone broke up with me for that reason. I'd never even consider a relationship with them anymore. That's so damn disrespectful, and to me, them thinking like that shows they wouldn't deserve me. I know my worth, and so should you. Sifting the blame just makes it worse. Either they are weak, or they wanted to believe said co-workers. Either way, I'd never trust them again. Elusive Lucy says she told you that you were not in her league. She is correct. You deserve better. You deserve a partner who respects you and is honored to be with you. I'm so sorry. I know this feels horrible. She has shown you her character, or lack thereof. Unusual Okra says, first off, leagues don't exist. Don't neg yourself by declaring yourself unworthy of someone's love. While I understand you love her and it's heartbreaking to go through being dumped by someone you were planning a future with, how can you trust a partner that is so easily influenced to destroy their own relationship by so-called friends? I've never been someone to do the breakup slash makeup thing. It just destroys trust. You should be in a relationship with someone who has your back. Cam Jam says, don't give her that ring, man. Whatever happens, do not propose. Do not buy a house for you two. She let these people get into her head that she could do better than you. She broke up with you because she felt that she could find a better man than you. That ain't love. If I were you, I would stay broken up. Things will never be the same. You'll always think about how she will drop you if a better guy comes along. Stay broken up and find someone who treats you as their first choice man. Good luck. Dart1126 says, so I can understand the desire to blame the co-workers. And maybe they are egging her on because they want her to start going out with them or something. But the real problem is she's saying these things to you. And some of them may not have even been things that co-workers have said. She's just floating things going on in her mind and saying that they say this. But even taking it at face value, so-and-so at the salon said I shouldn't be with you anymore and I can do better than you. If she cared about you, why would she say that out loud? She would tell them to F right off. But she's engaging in these conversations and then going out with them and then following it up by saying, I want to break up with you. Just let her be gone and stay gone. And let's have one more comment from Reverend Vader, who says, I once broke up with someone with the words, it's not what they said, it's the fact that you listened. I was ready to tell you to let her be, as people who have to go to their friends to be told their own opinion make crap partners. It shows they are very weak-minded and easily manipulated. However, she 180'd. She has realized she effed up. This is why I dumped my ex, as they double down instead of seeing sense. I think if this happened to me, I'd have not ended the relationship, but it would have been put back on probation to see if the lesson had been learned or not. What I would not be doing is entangling myself into anything long-term or financial, though. The next few months would be seeing if she made the right noises and actions to show this mistake was a one-off. Any further events where she reverts to being a puppet, I'd be out. And I agree, like, with whatever path OP's going to choose in their update here, whether they stay with them, whether they don't, I think the key thing here is put the long-term stuff on the back burner for now, you know. The proposal, the future house shopping, whatever you're going to do there, I think that needs to stay quiet for now. But let's go into OP's updates to find out what happened next. OP starts with a quick update in the same post and says, after I posted, my boss sent me an urgent message asking if we could do a Zoom call meeting, and I accepted. When his picture came up, there were two cops behind him. Apparently someone, they wouldn't name, asked them to do a wellness check on me. They tried my apartment and no one was there. Then my work. I was not there. My boss knew I was actively working remotely and called me. I had to explain that I was alright and just had my phone off due to drama. I'm also supposed to go to her parents' house tonight. Update 2. We did not have a meeting last night. I rescheduled it for tonight, Friday. Life also has a way of kicking you when you're down. As I was going through my missed calls last night, I got a voicemail saying that my ring would be ready to pick up today, Friday. I also want to apologize for spelling and grammar mistakes. I've not been in my right mind the last few days. Thanks for all the feedback. We'll probably update tomorrow or Sunday. And OP's full update says, my long-term girlfriend just broke up with me because of her co-workers. They thought I'm not good enough and out of her league. Thanks for the messages and comments. It has been an emotionally draining few days. On Friday, I cleared all my voicemails and texts. I ended up with 61 missed calls, 4 from the police, 14 voicemails and 417 text messages. I sent a generalized message to those who reached out stating that I was okay and safe, as well as need time and space while I work out some personal issues. I picked up the ring since it was already paid for and put it in the box I made for it. I did go to her parents' house. As soon as I pulled up, Kate opened the door and ran out. She'd been crying. Went to give me a hug, I accepted, but it wasn't how I usually hug. She then tried to kiss me. I moved my head and backed up. We went in and sat down. We sat for about 10 minutes, not saying anything. She started crying and said she was sorry. I just responded with, okay. I asked her what she told everyone. She said the truth. I asked her why the cops were called to check on me. She explained that she didn't call them. After our friends found out, they tried reaching out. After none of them had heard from me in over 24 hours, they decided to call in the wellness check. Kate used the word catatonic to describe me while/after I walked away. I took a bunch of the questions you guys posted. I asked her, why did she break up with me? She didn't give me a straight answer. Something about people at work constantly talking bad about me and playing on her insecurities. I asked her why she kept letting that happen and not put a stop to it by setting clear boundaries. She said that she tried and it would work for a day but would go back the next. I asked if she saw value in me as a person or in our relationship. She said that she does in both. I asked why she would break up over something a random stranger said about me. She said she was sorry and it was a dumb mistake. Paraphrasing, I asked, how did they know about me or our relationship and how much did you/they talked about me? The ladies at the salon overheard Kate talk to some of our friends or customers while she was working about me. Things we did like dates, birthday parties, etc. Did she believe her co-workers were right? She said no. I then followed up with why. She said she did not know. I asked her if there was someone else. She immediately said no. She has never cheated or been tempted to. She offered me her phone, which I declined.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I then told her how I felt. Sorry isn't enough. If she wants this relationship, she needs to prove it to me. I didn't care that her co-workers kept talking about us. It's that you listened. It isn't what they said that hurts. It's the fact that you kept listening to it and repeated it back to me. She didn't try hard enough to stop them. It makes me feel like she had to feel the same way to an extent. That is what hurt and damaged the relationship. That her insecurities are what broke my trust. I will now always think that this might happen again. She'll run off at the next opportunity. She asked why I just walked away. I told her, at that moment, just two sentences broke me and made me rethink my life up till that point and the future I was planning with us together. I was growing and making moves for that future. She started crying harder and I felt bad. The next thing I did, I regret. I asked her if she knew I was going to propose soon. She said no. I pulled out and showed her the box. I made the box as well. It has two buttons, one that says yes and one that says no. It has lights that say, will you be my life partner? I set it on the table and pressed yes. The box opened and she started to cry even harder. The ring has both of our birthstones that form the shape of a complete heart with small diamonds surrounding it. Laser engraved initials and a date of our anniversary. I had it made so that it could be added onto if/when we had kids. Her parents were there, but more just to make sure things kept civil. Her mum was crying and her dad looked peed, but not at me. They both made comments about the ring/box. I told her that her future I had planned was not going to happen anymore. We need to give each other space. At least 3 months of no communication. We need to take a step back and look at who we are and what we want going forward. After that, we will see where we are at. But this is on my terms and my timeline. can't return the ring, so I don't know what to do with it. Might end up just giving it to her if things don't work out, after 3 months or longer. She said that most of our shared friends told her off and blocked her. Her parents are peed, and her little sister hasn't talked to her since the first night. I said I'm sorry, but actions have consequences. I wished her the best, thanked her parents for all they have done for me and hugged them. I knocked on her little sister's door. I've known her all her life, thanked her as well, hugged her and left. I have 4 months left on my lease. I'm thinking of possibly moving when it expires. Tonight, I'm hanging out with a good friend, Mr. Johnny Walker. Just for tonight. I will get my life going again tomorrow. I don't know if there will be another update or not. Then OP done one more little post which says, I want to propose tonight. Not sure if anyone will read this, but if things didn't go down the way that they did, I would have asked her to be my wife tonight at midnight. Our first date was on a leap day. We would have been married on leap day of next year. And there was a lot of comments after this particular post saying there's got to be more to this one. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story is from Dan Wants Death, titled Am I the A-hole for Wearing a Wedding Dress at a Wedding? Oh my word. So my friend, 20 female, and I, 19 male, have been friends for a few years, and she recently got engaged. A week ago, I got a DM from her for a small costume party she was hosting as a celebration for her getting engaged. I asked if there was a theme, and she said there wasn't. I'm a cosplayer, so I had a lot of choices. I didn't want to rock up in an anime cosplay, so I thought it would be funny to go to an engagement party as the corpse bride. I arrived at our house yesterday and everything seemed normal. A few people complimented my costume and I was having a lot of fun. After 10 minutes, my friend's fiance walked out in a black tuxedo and announced this was actually their wedding. Apparently, my friend saw a video of someone doing this and wanted to do the same. He asked us all to go to the backyard for the ceremony to begin. I went straight to him. I asked him if I should quickly go home and change my outfit and that I would get back before it started. He told me it was fine since I didn't know this was the wedding. I trusted him and followed everyone outside. They got married and everything seemed good. The reception was just in their house again, so everyone just walked back inside and picked up where they left off. I tried talking to my friend and celebrating with her, but she kept making excuses to not talk to me. I assumed it was just because she was tired from the big day and wanted some time alone. I didn't bother her after that and the party soon ended. I got home and half hour passed when my phone started getting notifications. I checked and it was my friend texting me. She was cussing me out and telling me how I ruined her wedding. I was really confused and asked what I did. That only made her more angry. She told me it was basic knowledge not to wear a wedding dress to a wedding. I reminded her I had no idea it was a wedding and that I asked her now husband if I should change and he said it was fine. She didn't respond, but I got a text from her husband. He asked why I would tell her he said it was fine. I told him he said it was fine. Then he said how I should have changed anyways and it's my fault that the two of them are now fighting over this. I've tried texting her that I was sorry and if I had known I wouldn't have done it. I woke up today and saw her and her husband have blocked me on everything. So, am I the a-hole for not changing out of the wedding dress when I found out it was actually a wedding? Edit. I am a guy. I cosplayed the character Emily from The Corpse Bride and had blue paint all over. I'm also Australian and I've never heard a costume party meaning fancy. Everyone was dressed up in funny costumes. I'm going to tell you, you had me at that title. I thought, oh yeah, this is definitely going to be a you're the a-hole situation, but he was just told it was a small costume party hosting a celebration for her getting engaged, so you turned up in a costume. You didn't know it was going to be a bloody surprise wedding. And even when it did come out that it was a wedding, you was considerate enough to go to the husband and went, you know, should I go home and get changed? I can be back in time. He said no. This is absolutely not on you at all. And absolutely bizarre for the bride to think otherwise. But ANBU says not the a-hole. The facts of this are pretty simple. One, you were told this is a costume party, so you wore a costume. Two, when asked about a theme, you were not given any restrictions. Three, they sprung a surprise wedding on you. Four, once you realized this, you asked the groom if you should go home and change, and the groom said no. had multiple chances to get you to change and they didn't take any of them, so getting mad with you after the fact doesn't make any sense. Final complaint says, so you get invited to a costume party and show up in the costume of the corpse bride. Suddenly, this costume party is a surprise wedding. Seeing a potential issue, you go up to the groom and ask him if you should change. This chuckle F says it's fine and you believe him because why would he lie? Wedding happens, you get crap for what you were explicitly told was fine. Groom backpedals to try and cover up his stupidity. Both him and your friend block you. Now you have two fewer idiots in your life to deal with. Not the a-hole. Sorry you got caught up in this mess, OP. LSC Mosala says, not the a-hole. Am I losing my mind or did no one else actually read the whole post? It was a costume engagement party and to be honest, I thought showing up as the corpse bride was a little funny, considering the reason for being there. You even asked the groom if you should quickly change once you found out they were having a surprise wedding now, and he said no. Your friend needs to learn that when suddenly dumping a surprise on people like this, sometimes things aren't always perfect 100%. Not your fault. And one more comment from Baby Cow GT, who says, honestly, I missed that originally and that it was OP was a man, and says, because I tend to gloss over the age / gender part unless it's relevant. And frankly, you're not the a-hole either way, male or female. Yes, it's common knowledge to not wear a wedding dress to a wedding, but that presumes you know ahead of time it's a wedding. You didn't. Normally, that assumption doesn't have to be stated, but most people also don't host surprise weddings. The fact that you're a guy and wore a wedding dress just makes it all the more not the a-hole, because clearly you understood and accepted the costume party concept, which is what you were invited to. And if one guest outfit is enough to ruin a wedding, well, there's bigger issues anyway. Signed, bride who had guests who tried to cause a scene with their outfits, and they made damn sure I knew about their outfits once we all got to the reception. Who thinks that their antics were mildly annoying and mostly just made them look dumb. My word, my word, my word. Times three. I don't get that bride, man, honestly. But maybe you're going to have a different opinion on this matter. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for getting involved. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.